sometimes we take the people in our lives for granted, especially our friends who we rely on for comfort, support and a good laugh. But tomorrow might be the day to just let them know how important they are to you. It's the UN International Day of Friendship, a day which was created in 2011 to acknowledge how friendship between countries, cultures and individuals can inspire peace efforts and build bridges between communities. Well, two friends who will be celebrating this day tomorrow are Elspeth and Harmony, one of the matches from the Big Brothers Big Sisters program here in Adelaide. Lisa Burns caught up with Elspeth and Harmony and asked them why they signed up to the program in the first place.
My brother doesn't live with me, so that's annoying. So I wanted a sister, so I got a sister. So now I don't have to annoy Mum.
And why did you sign up, Elspeth?
I just signed up because I wanted to spend time with a young person who maybe didn't have as many people to spend time with and take them out of the house and get them to do different activities and an extra nice friend for me too.
And how were you guys matched? What was the process? Do you remember how that happened?
Well, Harmony, I think she was on a waiting list for around 2 years to be matched or something like that.
Two and a half,
there you go. There's lots of kids that are on a wait list, and if you volunteer, you go through like a screening process and through the Big Brother Big Sister program at the YWCA on Hutt Street. So you go into Hutt Street and do different interviews and different tests and police checks, make sure you're a suitable person to be matched to a young person, and then they look at all the different young people they've got on file to try and find somebody who they think will be a really good match for you, so you can have fun with them and they can have fun with you. And they did a really, really good job, and we get along really well.
Besides when she talks too much.
But she always talks too much too.
And how often do you guys catch up?
Once a week, but now twice a week from today. Well, not from today, like just twice a week today.
This week twice, because we're coming into the radio and we met up yesterday too. We usually see each other on the weekends.
We're like besties.
And what do you guys get up to when you do catch up? What do you like to do?
We go ice skating, go to the beach, even when it's cold, just to do stuff, and go to the skate park. We do loom bands and stuff like that.
And do you guys remember when you first caught up, your first friendship date that you had?
I'd suggested going to the St Kilda playground to go on the big slippery dips. It was in summer and it was a hot day, so I packed some towels so that we couldn't burn ourselves going down the slides. But then because it was so hot, Harmony's mum suggested maybe we could do an indoor activity so we wouldn't overheat. So she suggested a library, but then it was a Sunday, so all the libraries were closed. So I thought, well, why not just go to IKEA because it's big enough to we could walk around, and it was school holiday, so they had a treasure hunt on. And we had to fill in a sheet for the treasure hunt, and at the end we got a free ice cream, so that was pretty good.
Elspeth, have you been matched with a little sister before, or is this your first one?
No, this is my first time, and the match goes for a whole year, so it's like one match activity per weekend generally, and then at the end of the year you can either choose to continue the relationship outside of the program, or you can have another match and do it for another year, but I don't think I'll have time for two little, so I'll just continue the relationship outside the program.
And would you like to continue the relationship after?
Yeah, but the bad thing is now we can't have sleepers, but after we can, but I just want to sleep over now.
How important is friendship to you both?
I think it's important, and I enjoy having Harmony as a friend, even though she's a lot younger. It gives me the opportunity to be a bit of a kid again and do fun activities that probably lots of grown-ups wouldn't care to do with me. But, and Harmony, she finds friendship important, and she always talks about all her best friends, don't you?
World Friendship Day is on Wednesday. Do you think you would do anything to celebrate? Maybe you'll make some friendship bracelets or something like that?
Yeah, this weekend's activity, we're just going to go to the skate park and do some skating, and I've got a loom band kit, so we'll probably will make loom bands this weekend. We've actually already discussed it.
And what about for other people who might be considering joining up with the program? What would you say to them?
I think for volunteers, the bigs definitely do it, and I think that people, like including myself, was found it a bit scary of how am I going to fit this in one activity per weekend. Well, it's three on, one week off, and you just do it. You just find a way and you do it and you have lots of fun, and it's time out from your grown-up schedule that can be quite mundane, and it's really rewarding. But for a little, how do you go about it? I think you get referred by a parent or a school teacher or somebody who might notice that you need an extra friend.
I think little should, because instead of like sitting home with your mum or your dad or whatever, like you can get out and you have someone extra to talk to, and you can express your feelings to them, and what you have to say that you have to let out, you can tell them.
That was the lovely Elspeth and Harmony, one of the matches from the Big Brothers Big Sisters Foundation here in Adelaide, speaking with Lisa Burns.